Dawes positioned herself between them and said to Moore, "Come with me, Mr. Moore. I'm sure your daughter will be happy to see you. She's been through quite a trauma." "You're certain she isn't hurt?" "She isn't hurt, but she's very upset. We don't know what she might have seen or heard." "Oh my God," Moore breathed, following Dawes through the house to the family room. Kovac hung back a few steps. David Moore hadn't asked a single question about what had happened. He hadn't expressed any interest in what might be happening to his wife. Lucy had curled herself into a little ball on Kate Quinn's lap. Kate held her tight and rocked her slowly back and forth. Prior to Kate's arrival, Lucy had clung to Kovac like a limpet, refusing to leave his arms for the EMT who had come to look her over for injuries. She had kept her little face pressed against his neck, sobbing. It had surprised him how emotionally difficult it had been for him to let go of her. He felt an obligation to protect her, to make her feel safe. Now Moore rushed across the room. "Lucy!" He hit his knees as the child climbed down and raced into his arms, the tears coming again on a new wave of hysteria. Kate rose from the sofa, 5'9" of gorgeous legs and a head of lush red hair. Kovac had known her for years, had had a crush on her most of that time. They didn't come any more no-nonsense than Kate. She looked down at David Moore like he was a turd on the carpet. "She was calming down," she said.
"Has she said anything about what happened?"
Kovac asked. Kate shook her head as she walked over to him with her arms crossed. Kovac recognized the look. She was pissed off. He wondered how much Carrie might have confided in her regarding her marriage. "She hasn't said a word," Kate said softly. "I wouldn't count on her talking about this for a long time."
"Do you think she witnessed the abduction?"
"Part of it, anyway. She's terrified. This isn't just about waking up and not finding anybody home."
"We need to know what she knows," Kovac said. "And I don't want Moore anywhere near her when we ask those questions. In fact, I don't want Moore anywhere near her, period."
"Me neither," Kate said. "But he is her father. Whatever else David might be, he is good at that. I'm sure Lucy will want to stay with him."
Kovac looked to Dawes. "How are we supposed to get an answer out of her with Moore right there? He's at the top of the suspect list, for God's sake."
"We can't question a child without a parent or guardian present," Dawes insisted. "Don't you need David to stay here in case there's a ransom call?" Kate asked.
"Absolutely," Kovac said.
She nodded and went back over to Moore, who was rocking his daughter back and forth as she cried. She knelt down beside them and started speaking quietly. "David, things are going to stay crazy here all day and probably beyond that, and I know the police are going to need you to be here in case there's a call from the kidnappers. Why don't I take Lucy to my house? She'll be in a safe, familiar environment. Maybe she'll be able to get some rest."
Kovac tipped his head toward Dawes. "I guess that's one way to do it."
"As opposed to what?"
"Kicking his ass,"